This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's a bit of an understatement to say that the brewing and distilling industries have seen some growth in Michigan. I mean, you really don't have to go very far to find a microbrewer or a distiller producing some really fine ales or spirits, but it's been mostly a male-dominated craft. And that's where this new group comes in. Fermenta, Michigan Women's Craft Collective, is a nonprofit trade group initiated by Michigan women. It describes itself as committed to diversity, camaraderie, networking, and education with the craft beverage industry. And joining us now is Pauline Knighton with Fermenta. So how much has brewing and distilling kind of been something of an old boys club in Michigan?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the industry itself originally, a long time ago, was actually a very female-based, I guess you would say, craft in the house. So it was just kind of right up there with the women taking care of the house, and they were in charge of brewing. Then when you kind of fast forward into the 1980s in America, that's where home brewing really exploded. It was then becoming legal, so people had the opportunity to brew. And that's when you kind of started seeing the shift of it actually then kind of taking off and being more of that male-driven industry. So I would, you know, there's always been females in the industry, but it really hasn't been till probably the last like 10 years or even fewer than that, that more women have felt comfortable getting into it or just decided to kind of move into that industry.
Now, most of the brewers I know are more than happy to tell you about their craft. How have the women who are enthusiasts been received when they want to know more? They want to get involved in making beer or gin or any of those beverages?
So the greatest thing about our industry is that it is this amazing community where, like you said, whoever is passionate about their craft wants to talk about it. So if you walk into a brewery or a distillery, a meadery, a winery, they want to talk to you because they are excited that you're also excited. But at the same time, it also kind of feels intimidating or can feel intimidating if there isn't kind of that female outlet of a mentor to ask or to talk about or to ask questions to and kind of feel comfortable, not sure what you're talking about. And that's where Fermenta has been a resource for women within the Michigan community to provide mentorship or to feel comfortable asking questions. It's also really cool to say, hey, I have this passion to be a home brewer, and everyone I do it with is male, and that's great, but it's really cool that I now found this group of women who are also passionate.
Of the brewers and distillers around the state, I'm wondering how many employ women in the actual making of those products. Are women still at home doing home brewing?
So it's interesting. With the Fermenta group, so our group is made up of professionals who are in the industry, who are actually making an income from the industry. And then there's also the other half of the group that are either home brewers or just enthusiasts. So we have both. And throughout the years, and especially recently, more women have actually moved into the professional aspect. But I would say that when you talk to people, it seems that the home brewing right now is where women are kind of exploding in that area. But that also gives them then the resources and the opportunity to hopefully move into the professional side if they're interested.
I asked a couple of friends of mine who are female and enthusiast, and one of them asked, are women brewers concerned that their brews will be viewed through the lens of gender? In other words, women brewed beer instead of, wow, that's really good beer.
You know, that's an interesting question. I would say that can always be a fear. I don't believe that happens in the industry. There's no doubt that it is kind of that balance of you want your beer viewed as a good or bad beer because it's a good or bad beer, not because of who is making it. But at the same time, it is really cool to see women grow and thrive in the industry and say, wow, like they really moved up the ranks. They're making some awesome stuff, and this is a high-quality product.
I think the 70s and more toward the 80s, we were just inundated with sweet-tasting drinks that mask the taste of alcohol instead of celebrate it. And I've heard them called too often girly drinks, and a friend of mine is quick to tell people her girly drink is whiskey, neat. How often do you run into the girly drink bias?
That's definitely a bias that I probably run into often, and I hear other women running into that as well. There's no doubt that I have myself been somewhere that's very craft-focused, and I've been told, no, you're not going to like that. That's too bitter for you. You probably want this fruit-based beer. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a fruit-based beer, but I said, no, that actually I would really like that bitter beer. I'd like that IPA. And so that's probably one of the biggest things that we're still working on right now is getting over that bias and having women feel comfortable talking about what they like and being okay with what they like, but also having kind of our male counterparts not make those assumptions.
I saw on your website you offer scholarships for lectures and lessons on craft brewing and distilling. How's that going?
Wonderful. So that's been kind of a newer aspect of our nonprofit. And a couple times a year, we offer different educational opportunities, like you said. It's been very well received and really kind of, I guess, opened up, again, more opportunities to not just come to our monthly events, but to be able to dive a little deeper into part of the industry.
I want to ask you about the informal side of it. Fermenta not only encourages women wanting to get into the business, but as you mentioned earlier, people who are just simply big fans, maybe on the path to becoming judges for craft beer contests or stuff like that. How often do you guys get together and just trade comments about different ales and what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to pursue?
So on a pretty regular basis, so Fermenta set up, so we do monthly events. We are a statewide nonprofit, so we do events on the west side, on the east side, and we're kind of working on growing in other parts of the state. So it's really cool to now see after about 2 years this group form where we get together almost once a month, be able to talk about that, not only learn something new, but just have the opportunity to talk about something that we're all really passionate about. And through those monthly get-togethers, we've kind of seen women now forming these friendships with people that they never knew who are in their smaller communities and getting together more often to do that.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you work for Shorts Brewing, and they make a fine IPA, Humalupalicious. But I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite IPA outside of Shorts?
Ooh, I would have to say Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA is pretty darn good.
I've had that. That's pretty bitter, too,
it's
as you
big,
said.
It's big, but it's good.
And a lot of alcohol, so be careful with that.
Sipping IPA.
That's Pauline Knighton. She is with Fermenta, Michigan Women's Craft Collective, a nonprofit trade group initiated by Michigan women. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.